and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica. And from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, You Are a Temple of God.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. We are fellow workers with God. You are God's farm, God's building. By the grace God gave me, I succeeded as an architect and laid the foundations on which someone else is doing the building. Everyone doing the building must work carefully. For the foundation, nobody can lay any other than the one which has already been laid, that is, Jesus Christ. Didn't you realize that you were God's temple and that the Spirit of God was living among you? If anyone should destroy the temple of God, God will destroy him, because the temple of God is sacred and you are that temple. Happy feast day to all. I know that each person has their own special feast day, remembering a saint you were named for or baptized or received with confirmation, or a patron saint you call upon to help you. But today is a feast day for all of us. Today's feast day celebrates the official cathedral of Rome, the Pope's Cathedral. When it was first dedicated in 324 by Pope Sylvester, it was given a special designation to Christ the Savior, the foundation of our faith. In later years, there was rededication to St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist. But the cathedral honors first Jesus Christ and the two St. Johns as co-patrons. And while we celebrate the church, the temple that honors our Lord Jesus Christ and his voice on earth, our popes, we are reminded to celebrate that all most important temple, the temple of our souls. Previously, when I would read the cleansing of the temple, I would focus on our Lord's zeal for the house of God, the desecration of the physical building. But with the wisdom of the church giving us today's second reading from 1 Corinthians, my eyes were opened to an even deeper understanding. Our Lord loves us so much, he is hurt by what the secular world has done to the temple of our souls. The fellows in Jerusalem's temple had no clue of their sacredness. They were only focused on the profit, on the need to gain money. They had no idea that they were the temple of God and that they were destroying that temple by their actions of greed. They were allowing their souls to be tarnished by sin and to lose that sacredness that God had originally bestowed upon them. We are made in God's image. What an astounding revelation when you reflect upon it. For our Lord God is so holy and loving. How is it possible that we are made in that image? But we are. It is through sin we are separated from God, what God has called us to be. And what is it that he has called us to be? It's pretty simple, really. To be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. To be saints. That's all. Yes, I know it really isn't that simple. It's difficult to live in the secular world and be perfect. To be holy. To live a life that is sacred. But what if you started small? My mother had a silver tea service. When I was a child, I just assumed the tarnished color was the way it was supposed to be. But one day, my mom got it into her head to polish it. She bought the materials to clean it and started working away. Do you know that you can see reflections in silver teapots? Well, because of my mom's hard work in polishing, I found that out. To keep our souls holy and sacred takes work. Polishing away at the tarnished areas of our soul that keep us from shining. The whole tea service isn't polished all at once, a little at a time, until it shines brightly once more. St. Paul talks about building on the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ. A building doesn't go up all at once. It takes time and hard work. But it has to start with the knowledge that you are a temple of God, that you are sacred. It's hard to love others if we don't love ourselves. If all we see is our failures, it's hard to remake our lives and to realize that what tarnishes us, we need to look at that and see what is keeping us from becoming that shiny silver teapot. Love yourself as God loves you and slowly polish away those things that are keeping you from realizing that you are a temple of God.